שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש.
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Rabash. Article, the agenda of the assembly. It's article number 17. You can find the study material on Cup TV and Sivat Tova and on the galaxy.
We are together in a very special time. From one day to the next, we can feel how much the upper providence which comes to us directly from the upper force. There is none else besides him. He's working on us and on the whole of reality, on the whole of humanity, on all the souls, pushing us, advancing us towards corrections. Such corrections that we need to be partners in these corrections in a way that is tighter and tighter with them. Not as it was in our previous time, previous states, in previous generations, but rather everyone, and we must be at the head of it. The whole of humanity are entering the awareness, the recognition, the participation with the upper force. He's demanding of us that we will acknowledge, recognize, attain the changes that he wants us to go through, that we will take part in them, that we will advance with them. From one day to the next, it is felt, well, in those who feel, those who don't, they don't. However, everyone is advancing towards that. From one day to the next, we can feel how much our participation has to be
needed,
more and more required, demanded, desirable, how much this is actually working on our fate and establishing our state, our future state. And future means from one day to the next. The moment we say something, we're in something, we feel something, already we're in the future. Therefore, we need to not only study the social articles, but also see how do we implement them on the spot, by ourselves. That should be clear to us that this is practical materials. And also, we should be concerned about how do we pass it on to others. That is, we should bring it to the broad public, to the whole world, really. Because we are already in the last generation, and we can see that this blow of the pandemia is passing through the whole world. There is no one who is first or last, rather everyone is now entering a circle. So let us start to digest this situation, the way that the upper force, there is none else besides him, the only one, is relating to us. We should also be unique, united. We should also be as one, according to how he is pressuring us. Therefore, as Bala Sulam writes, I'm happy that I was created in this generation when there is the wisdom of Kabbalah and I can use it openly, clearly, to research it and to understand what is it that I have to do each and every day, and that way to advance. We, together, are in a state where we must tell everyone, in practice, not that it will be later, but in practice, what state we're in, what process we're in. Because only through knowing this process can we bring everyone to participation, so that this bad force that is coming to us and pressuring us and changing us truly our whole life, this force, all in all, wants us to be more connected with each other and to it, and that we will gradually invert ourselves so that we are together with Him in one homogeneous society, where we will be as a kli and He will be as light, the upper light that fills us up. Therefore, it is upon us to start to do it in practice, so that we have to realize that nothing is going to help us. This pandemia, the coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, and there might be others. Who knows what the Creator is preparing for us in order to shake us. So all of these situations will come upon everyone until we will start to feel and to respond to His address to us in the right way. First of all, to understand that He is turning to us, that the time has come to carry out actions of coming closer, of connecting between us. So if we will think about it and we will start to come closer, we will see how much the path suddenly becomes revealed. It opens up. There is a trail, and following it there is a path, a road, a whole new space, the upper world, that opens up and it's ahead of us. In the meantime, we don't even detect the wall that we have ahead of us. So, as we get closer to each other, and we want to carry out forms of connection, so we will feel that we're certainly in the right state. You should be proud that we are the first ones, the pioneers. The Creator has chosen us in order for us to break through this path, to be the trailblazers. So we should hold this rod in our hand strongly and go along with it, like with the staff that we go with, and to advance in this way. I'm speaking seriously. You need to understand that it is all upon you. I do whatever I have to do. And all in all, it is to pass on to you this method for the correction of the world. Nowadays, it's not just some group. You are not a group. You are the pioneers. You're the first ones from the whole of humanity, and in general, from the entire general kli, human kli, that are entering the new generation. And we have to look at ourselves in this way. Then you will start to discover what is upon us to do, and in what form, and how important our work is. And now, when we need to study the social articles, how important that is for us. And it's not only about us. This is already about expanding the boundaries of society more and more. We need to realize that this way is not simple, and it is obligating. We couldn't speak in such a way as we're talking now. I couldn't speak as I do now, let's say a few months ago, because then my words would sound delusional, something that is not so realistic. But now, when we already see that this blow is not going away, rather it is pressuring us methodically, and it is pushing us forward, and the whole of humanity is under it, under this blow, so we can speak more. We can say more. A few more days will pass, some more time, more pressures, general collective pressures will appear on the whole of humanity. We'll be able to speak even more. But for the time being, as we study the wisdom of Kabbalah, let's think about the whole world, that it must enter under this method, under the burden of the kingdom of heaven, as we call it. And we should give an example in that. There is a question in PT 6. Go ahead.
What does it mean to lead humanity with a rod, a staff? How do you get it? How do we lead them?
The rod is our whole method, that we know that we need to be more connected, and in the connection between us there we will find the upper force. A connection with the upper force degrees that we have to ascend through a trail in which we all need to walk. And that way we should go forward. Not even to speak so much about the serpent and all of these things. The rod, if you throw it down, it becomes the serpent. Not even to talk about that. Just to talk about the fact that we have to try to be connected. As much as possible with the whole of humanity. When we pray for the whole of humanity, that it will join us in all colors, all kinds, whatever there is in humanity, it doesn't matter. We want to be together as one man. All of us are parts of Adam. Therefore, that Adam, we want to bring it to an inner connection and with the Creator.
Feel in each passing day that a window of opportunity has opened up to turn to the world and say, what would you tell the world now in the coming days?
Well, think about it. Think about it. In what form can you do it? I'm just giving you, and I also wrote now before the lesson, a few such excerpts on Twitter. I don't know. From a few days ago started this time when we can speak to the whole of humanity and say that the true remedy against our situation is coming closer. Not connection, not love. These things are accepted as a delusionary, as a fantasy. But coming closer to each other, over all crimes, all distances, all rejections, this is what we have to explain to each and everyone. That this is actually the true cure against the coronavirus and in general, all of the troubles that would otherwise be revealed upon us. All in all, there is no evil force and good force, rather, whatever we determine from the force that is coming closer, we make out of it a bad force or a good force. The upper force is coming closer, and it is neither this nor that. And through our attitude in between us, people, humanity, as much as we are either in bad or in good towards each other, we determine how the upper light, this upper force, will appear upon us. either in the panim, the face, or the achoraim, the back. And this is how we also determine our own fate. We need to explain it with words that would be understood by them.
And what exactly is humanity coming closer?
Well, the lights are coming closer to us. These great upper lights are coming closer to us. By this, you can say the Creator is coming closer to us. It doesn't matter how you put it. But He's coming closer and bring us either good states or, God forbid, bad states. It is all in the upper light. And this is how we should behave accordingly. We should be as ready as possible for this upper force coming closer to us.
What's the difference between closeness and connection?
So how do we carry out the right way of coming closer to Him? How do we receive His face in the right way so that it would be panim, face? As He is in bestowal, we also need to be in bestowal. And bestowal to Him, we cannot arrange it, but only according to the mutual bestowal between us. As much as I relate nicely to everyone, to my friends, and to those who are farther away, in such a way, I present myself to the Creator.
Yes. I want to ask another question, specifically about Israel in this story. We see that the state of Israel,
Israel is in the worst state of the in the whole world. It won't help us that we are wise. It won't help us that we have means. Nothing. And the good medicine that we had, nothing will help us. There will be no success. Here, the key word is success. We won't have success. You can be rich, strong, smart, equipped with all the means, but you don't have luck. You don't have success. Nothing will work. And this success depends only on the connection between us. And also in the recognition of the awareness. What are we doing it for? If it is for humanity, it doesn't matter in which way, but just so that they will also try to somehow to connect, to smile more to one another, if we can say that. But for us, no. We need to understand why and what for, because we are the Rosh, the head of the process. And so, we need to understand what is it that we're doing and what for and how to carry out this action. The Rosh of the action means that he understands, he has eyes in his head.
We can see that the country of Israel is deteriorating every day in all the stats.
Yes, exactly. And it's going to be that way more and more. There was initial success. And what happens then? When they say, the government is at fault, medicine is at fault, hospitals. No, and the people are also not at fault. We are at fault that we cannot reach out to the people, to the nation, and explain it to them, insert it into their heads through the eyes, the ears, whatever holes they have, bring that knowledge to them, insert it. Only people coming closer, and first of all, the Israelis who yearn for the revelation of the Creator, all those people I see now on the screens, all of those people all over the world, and later on those who once came out of Babylon, but they don't know about it, those who are just called the Israelis, the Jews, on all of those depend the future states that humanity will go through.
Lastly, what is the success of Bnei Baruch now?
To explain to themselves and to the people of Israel, first of all, What is their role in the new time, the new era?
Again.
Another question?
Yes.
You said this is the time to tell the world about the situation when we were the Rosh.
No, no. I didn't say that. Not to tell the world that we are the Rosh.
So why would they listen to us?
I don't know why we don't have the daily meeting of the reporters, of the writers. Usually we should have it, right?
Yeah, the schedule changed a little bit. We can do it today. We'll talk to Igor Dion and we'll do it if there's room.
What Dion? We will do it without Dion if he can't find the time. I will find the time. I feel that the meeting of the writers should happen at least 3 times a week. And we should pull more people to it. So even if a little bit here and there people write or hear something or they can disseminate, they belong to it somehow. Also, we have to accelerate these things and open ourselves up. We don't have the time. What was the question again?
I asked, why should they listen to us if we're not the head, or they don't know we're the head? Who are we?
I don't want to argue with you. If you know how to do it in a good, nice way, you have to do it. And all of these questions, leave them for yourself, for the writer, for the one who disseminates. Is this clear? Not to me. You should sit seriously and think about how do we disseminate, first of all, the urgency for correction and the method of correction to the Israelis and later on to the whole world, and in which style, different style for these and those, etc. Then you will start to understand what you have to do. And if you're just sitting there in some place and hiding, just realize that it will be only up to a certain moment, and then you will get a nice shake. I don't know. I don't have the strength to explain to you about the necessity to disseminate now. You come out and seemingly nothing happens. The Creator will not advance, will not promote anyone, unless he does whatever is necessary. And in the eyes of the Creator, you do hear from Baal Sulam what is important. So, you know, if you try to just guard your ass, it won't help you. You have to come out and work.
Hebrew
10.
Can we explain right now that our choice is in the correct attitude towards the states?
Again?
Can we explain right now that our choice is in giving the right attitude towards the states?
Yes, but what will come out of it later on? Let's say that you have the right attitude to the states that we're going through over the whole of humanity and over us and over you. What next?
Can you explain that specifically here we're divided into these camps where we fall in the wrong attitude?
Yes, that is right. That I don't feel how much whatever I'm going through awakens me to work, to disseminate, and I allow myself to be tranquil. If I'm tranquil, then I have to be awakened from above in a more practical way. This is how it is. What, Michael?
Well, if I understood correctly, you said that specifically Rabash's articles can be somehow given to the general public, to humanity? Could we take these articles and stylize them in such a way that they will connect to it?
If you can adapt their style, fine. Everything depends on the style. Everything depends on how you serve it, how you give it, of course. Yes. It's like, what do we do with study books at school? We take a certain wisdom, which is difficult, and we process it and process it through different degrees until we do prepare something that is ready made for a small child, right? Okay.
Tov, PT24.
We are trying to disseminate. We disseminate daily. I'm sending you posts. We also plant it in different places. We try. The critics not giving us any other outlet, or we would have disseminated to the whole world. Can we add something internal to it with our thoughts in some way that it would be disseminated as if in the, with the power of thought? Because it's not enough. These posts, what we're doing, is not enough. It can't really wash over the world.
We need to do whatever is possible, Monty. I don't know. I myself am in a state, as you can see. I don't know. We have to search for more ways. But there, at some point, the world will reach despair and an outcry, and we will be more ready to explain everything to it, following our many efforts. And let's say in a few months, maybe we will meet in such a way that from the side of the world, it will be despaired and helpless. And we will be a bit more understanding and stronger in processing our call, so that we will meet the world on one hand and we on the other hand.
You see in the future such a state where the world will be looking for us, people will be looking for us and would want to hear from us?
Yes, but we are not allowed to do this. We must not let them reach that. It's not that you're working with love towards them then. It's not that you're working but you're wanting to promote them to the Creator. How will we just sit like this proudly and just wait? It's the complete opposite of how we should be.
Barur.
Is this clear?
Again. No, no.
Well, yeah.
It's clear. It's clear. We must try to do everything we can in dissemination, but I would have liked to see from all the problems, the blows that Rav Michael Lightman is going to speak, and 3,000 people on the outside, not us, would want to come in and drink up every word of yours, some deficiency like that, that washes over them.
So you have to prepare them. You need to prepare them. I have no problem with that. I can go out to the city square and speak to everyone. I don't mind. It's not that it's difficult for me or I'm trying to push it off. If there is an opportunity to speak to audience that would listen, or even if they won't listen, really, I was already in all of these states. Please, but we have to you have to prepare the audience for it.
Okay.
PT31.
In order to lead the world, what are the correct relationships that we should begin to develop already in the 10?
Should I explain to you what relations you need to have? Or through what stages we have to advertise it, stage after stage after stage, more and more, but intensively, as much as possible, and to everyone? And most importantly, it's in the hearts. The problem is that this concern to advertise it to the world does not exist in everyone. It exists in a few dozen people, maybe, whereas we have thousands. This is why we cannot penetrate. That is our problem.
Can I continue?
What?
There is a point here, I wish to mention he who judges does so in his own flaws. It's the difference between knowing something and going to tell someone about it versus having a role. What does it mean that this is my role? What should each one of us feel? That not that he's going to go out to the world and tell them something that he knows and they don't, but that it's a role. How should each one of us feel the role?
I don't know that, Yaakov. I don't know in what way I can, you know, we need to access it, to approach it and explain it. But each one has to feel that he is doing a role, that the Creator, in each and every one, when he created this soul, he created this soul with an absence. In order for it to function, it has to connect with everyone. Then it will reach its end of correction. So, role? Go ahead. This is the role of each and every soul, to correct itself by connecting with all the other souls in the whole world, with everyone. And Baal Sulaim explains it in his Last Generation articles.
Africa. Africa.
Shomea?
Ken Shomea Terence, no?
Okay. Rav, in
yes, I hear you, Terence.
On one side, Rav, there is a feeling that the Creator wants to reveal himself, and more than ever, also, we can see that we are opposite to the world. So my question is, how can we pass the inner message of Rav, Rabash, Baal HaSulam, all the Mekubalim to the world, into our dissemination?
I don't
know, and I'm not going to explain it to you. You, between you, should try to speak about it and to feel how can you pass it on to your audience. And if you are passing it on to the people of Africa and someone else, the people who live in Asia, these might be different things, a different style, etc. Why are you asking me about the different styles of dissemination? I'm not a school of dissemination.
I'm not asking about the dissemination or what we need to pass, Rav. It is clear what we need to pass. I'm talking about, sometimes Rav talk about the inner message of our dissemination, the inner force. The internal force that we have. This force, we can feel that it's growing between us. That's what I'm talking about.
Ken.
Yes. But I don't know how to do that either. You need to discuss it between you and decide. It's not me.
All Antoine.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Rav, when we go out to write, we disseminate. We are in intention with the friends from the center of our ten. But as a person, we write. How do we bring back the deficiency of the people and the importance of dissemination? How do we bring this back to the center of our ten?
Speak between you in the ten and decide. I can't get into the ten and do it in your place. If you feel that dissemination is the correction of your soul, egoistically, I'm speaking with you for now. There is no other way I can turn to you still. So even egoistically, if you understand that you have to connect between you in a group, and out of that to disseminate, and then the more you disseminate outwardly, the more you get stronger and connect internally. This is how it works. PT 32. Sorry, they don't have a question. PT 26.
Our success in dissemination is an expression of a critical effort to go out to the public, or the success in convincing different audiences, or agreeing with our ideas?
Both this and that. Zichron 1.
The question is, do we need to act in the 10 towards one another that will succeed in dissemination, even if it seems that some actions are hopeless?
I don't understand what he's saying.
He's asking if in the 10 we should act that as if we're truly succeeding in the dissemination, even if we're doing redundant actions. Should we act this way?
We don't need to act. We need to truly do dissemination, because by that we connect to us the parts of our soul. And therefore, accordingly, we're rewarded with more, with the Creator relating to us more. If I connect to myself the parts of my soul more and more, then the upper light shines on me more and more. I am performing acts of correction. It's not considered dissemination if we go out and we just disseminate like those media of today. By that, I am connecting the parts of Adam HaRishon that I was separated from. That is, I'm performing actions of correction in practice. This is what dissemination means. When I turn to someone, I speak to someone, I write to someone, etc., I need to feel that by this I am correcting my soul, reattaching to myself additional desires, additional thoughts, so that they will not be foreign, alien, rather they will be connected to me.
Ita 4. Ita 4.
Buongiorno, Rav. Io parlo con tantissime persone riguardo quello che sta accadendo e qual è la soluzione. Però
I'm speaking with many people about what's happening and about the solution. But there are people who have higher level of perception and understanding, and they get me, and others who think it's all a conspiracy. The question is, do I even need to speak to those people or just ignore them? Ignore those who have no desire or understanding, no suitable desire or understanding?
I don't speak to people. I work in a one-directional way. I don't want to think and hear and read what they think. Where do they think? From where can they take something that it's worthwhile for me to hear? What, do they have some connection with the Creator? No. So why should I hear all their blubbering? What for? I am saying my things. If they want to hear it, fine. If they don't want to hear it, okay. I just have to check whether I'm adapting myself to them. If I can adapt myself, fine. If I cannot, well, no. I need to learn something from it, how to get closer to them. But it's not that I need their thoughts. I'm not going to adapt myself to them the way they are. If they think this way, I will speak that way or that way. It's not going to help. It's not going to help. We have to advertise each time our view. And that's it. And to be impressed from the public how much they can be this way or that way, it's not going to help us. You don't understand that the more you come closer to the public and mix with them, you spoil yourself. It's not that by that you reach some connection with the public and you can influence them in some way. It's not going to help. Just realize it. That this is how all of these primitive disseminators think, that I will come down to the public and I will do whatever they want, then they will get closer to me and I'll be able to give them something. No, it doesn't work.
Dov.
Well, PTE 25.
Rav, there are friends from that were working according to an old school approach, you know, hand to hand, disseminating newspapers. So a friend in the tent is asking if there's room for disseminating newspapers today.
No, nowadays, if we don't even have contact, we don't want to have contact with anyone. So newspapers and all of these things, they're not going to work. It's not going to work from hand to hand. Only in the form where between you and the audience, there is some distance. And through this distance, you can pass your knowledge.
I'll insist some more. We used to put newspapers by the door.
I don't think it's going to work nowadays. I don't think so. There is a reason where everything is shifting to the virtual form. You see? No, I don't think so. No.
Bisedar.
Okay.
Tel Aviv 2.
Well, if those methods aren't working, then of course we need to stop and improving and learn the new world and disseminate to Africa what they want, what they need, and to another continent what they need. Until we learn, isn't it better to invest most efforts in the connection between us and developing the inner method of Bnei Baruch before we invest efforts in going outside?
No. If you want to invest correctly, you need to invest in this and in that. Look what the Creator is doing with the world. This should be a sign for you that you have to go out and bestow influence, and not to have all kinds of wisdoms, wise stuff here, that the time is not right and you're not ready. No, this is your laziness, your ego, that is speaking in such a way. That's it. Try to feel that your ego is giving you excuses that you can sit idly for now.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой учитель, есть два вопроса. Первый вопрос, вот вы сказали, что пару дней назад начался какой-то новый период.
Hello, two questions. You said a few days ago that a new period had started, a new era. What do you feel? What is that?
It's a time in which we can explain to the broad public all over humanity that we are in this virus. Everybody knows this. It's not that we have to explain this, but rather that this virus, we can chase it away only by coming closer between us. Not physically coming closer, but rather bringing our hearts closer together, our minds emotionally, only in such a way. This pandemia has moved into the next stage where it's not going to leave us, and it is demanding of us to be more embraced with one another. Again, not physically, but emotionally closer to one another. How? To criticize one another less. To be closer to each other. To try to establish certain mechanisms that speak about connection, etc. This stage of the pandemia is a new stage, a serious one. And we need to see in it truly a new era.
То есть вот вы сказали еще тоже, что удача человека простого, она зависит именно от сближения.
You also said that the luck of the simple person depends on his coming close to another. So the advices you give, criticize less and assume an inner connection with the other. Is this what the average person needs to do?
Each and every person in the world can now start to hear that this pandemic is not going to go away and more blows will come, more problems and troubles. And the only remedy is emotionally, internally, not physically, coming closer between people, to think of others better. This is actually the right remedy against this virus.
Второй вопрос. Вот между нашим сближением десятки и сближением со всем с остальным миром, вот
between our coming close in the ten and coming close for the rest of the world. Now in the lesson we're sitting, we're making efforts to come close. For me, that's a prayer of the ten. And you said that I have to think of the entire world. How can I include the entire world in this request? Rav, what's the difference? It's the same kli. It's the same kli.
The difference is that the friends for me are points in the heart. I know these desires that are yearning for the Creator, and I'm connecting with them now. The whole world is just raw desire.
If you think intently about your soul, you'll see that they're no less important than your friends, maybe even more important, except you can't grasp everyone right away, and that's why you were given a group. But it's not that you can finish the corrections in the group, and until the entire world, all of humanity, will be felt in your ten, it's not going to be finished.
In 1 10 with me, or
as if they are included in your ten. All of reality, all in all, is ten sefirot.
Turkey free.
Hi, friends. Hi, Ra. A question from a friend in our group is asking, how do we give contentment to the Creator while we are leading the people to the Creator?
How? We learn about it all the time. We learn about all the possibilities. You can give contentment to the Creator only when you connect all the parts of the soul together into one soul, which He broke especially for you, so you could reassemble them, all those broken parts.
Moscow 4.
Товарищ спрашивает, что значит на практике для
friend is asking,
хорошо относиться друг к другу?
What does it mean?
Махшава.
In practice, for simple people to relate well to one another, relate nicely.
A good thought about one another. PT 14.
N. Bseder.
None. Okay. Tel Aviv
3.
Rav, we're constantly running into the challenge of how to emphasize what we're saying so it won't be transparent. That then the web is full of arguments and conflicts. If you see children who are fighting, how can you get in there in the right way?
I don't know. You are on the internet. You need to think how to do it. What do you want me to come down to your level and teach you all those things? I also don't know how to do it. And I'm not in it daily.
No, because you're saying that we should always put our message from above, not to mix in with them.
No, not to mix in means that you're not entering into an argument with them and you confuse yourself with all their wisdoms. But to enter them wisely, calmly, so they will accept you and hear something of what you're saying. This is something we need to try and do. Okay. I see that this is becoming blah, blah, blah. Rabash, the agenda of the assembly.
We're reading in the ranks of Rabash, article, the agenda of the assembly 1. In the beginning of the assembly, there should be an agenda. Everyone should speak of the importance of the society as much as he can, describing the profits the society will give him and the important things he hopes society will bring him, which he cannot obtain by himself, and how he appreciates the society accordingly. It is as our sages wrote, Rabbi Shamlai said, one should always praise the Creator and then pray. Where did we get that from? From Moses, as it is written, and I besought the Lord at that time. It is also written, O Lord God, thou hast begun. And it is written, let me go over, I pray thee, and see the good land. And the reason we need to begin with praising the Creator is that it is natural that there are two conditions when one asks for something of another. One, that he has what I ask of him, such as wealth, power, and repute as being wealthy and affluent. Two, that he will have a kind heart, meaning a desire to do good to others. From such a person, you can ask for a favor. This is why they said one should always praise the Creator and then pray. This means that after one believes in the greatness of the Creator, that he has all sorts of pleasures to give to the created beings, and he wishes to do good, then it is pertinent to say that he is praying to the Creator, who will certainly help him, since he wishes to bestow, to do good. And then the Creator can give him what he wishes. Then also the prayer can be with confidence that the Creator will grant it. Similarly, with love of friends, at the very beginning of the assembly, when gathering, we should praise the friends, the importance of each of the friends, to the extent that we assume the greatness of the society, to that extent one can appreciate the society, and then pray, meaning that each one should examine himself and see how much effort he is giving to the society. Then when he sees that he is powerless to do anything for society, there is room for prayer to the Creator to help him and give him strength and desire to engage in love of others. And afterwards, each one should behave the same as in the last three of the 18 prayer. In other words, after having pleaded before the Creator, the Zohar says that in the last three of the 18 prayer, one should think as though the Creator has already granted his request and he has departed. In love of friends, we should behave the same. After examining ourselves and following the known advice of praying, one should think as though his prayer has been answered, and rejoice with the friends, as though all the friends are one body. And as that body wishes, and as the body wishes for all its organs to enjoy, we too want all our friends to enjoy now. Hence, after all the calculations, comes the time of joy and love of friends. At that time, each one should feel happy, as though one has just sealed a very good deal that will earn him a lot of money. And it is customary that at such a time he gives drinks to the friends. Similarly, here, each one needs for his friends to drink and eat cakes, etc., because now he is happy. So he wishes that his friends will also feel good. Hence, the dispersion of the assembly should be in a state of joy and elation. This follows the way of a time of Torah and a time of prayer. A time of Torah means wholeness, when there are no deficiencies. This is called right, as it is written, at his right hand was a fiery law. But a time of prayer is called left, since a place of deficiency is a place that needs correction. This is called the correction of the kelim, vessels. However, in the state of Torah, called right, there is no room for correction. And this is why Torah is called a gift. It is customary to give gifts to a person you love. And it is also customary not to love one who is deficient. Hence, at the time of Torah, there is no room for thoughts of corrections. Thus, when leaving the assembly, it should be as in the last three of the 18 prayer. And for this reason, everyone will feel wholeness.
Shilot?
Questions? I recommend you read it today and tomorrow. We have these days off ahead of us, relative. Today after tomorrow, we have to go over this article again. I see that it hasn't gotten in, and then to be in it. Almata.
Rav, скажите, пожалуйста, вот я читаю уже третий или четвертый раз.
Rav, tell me, please.
Читал сегодня утром, почитал.
When I read this for the third time or the fourth time in the evening, I read it in the morning, I can't understand what are these last three blessings of the 18 prayer. What does it mean? What are these states?
There is the standard prayer that was written by the people of the Great Assembly, the Knesset Gdola. There were great Kabbalists who lived about a little over 2,000 years ago, before the destruction of the Second Temple. And they wrote many, many things, many books. They developed, or rather opened up the Torah for us. They were great Kabbalists of great height as far as their understanding and feeling of the Creator. And they wrote to us also prayers. In these prayers, there's the main part of all the prayers. It's called the 18th prayer, because it contains 18 parts. And you can read them, you can learn them. We prefer to read from the heart, because there, such words, such sentences that are hard for us to understand, to identify with, they're very exalted. But in this prayer, in this plea, there are parts that are before the main requests and after the requests. And in the middle, the main request, primary request. That's why he speaks of the last three parts, three verses, three requests of the prayer. After a person already came out of the prayer of his request, and he seemingly wishes to leave it and move on. They're called the last three blessings. It's a very complex issue, how a person does it. We learn about it in the world of Atzilut, how the Patsufim connect between them and with the Creator, and from that connection, to the extent they connect, and exactly what's happening to them in their connection between them and with the Creator, From that stems the structure of the prayer. So they were in such states that in practice they attained and performed such corrections. They saw what needed to be done, and they wrote to us that we should do so and so and such. That's why we use their prayers as much as possible, as much as we understand. There's the explanation of the prayer.
No.
Нам нужно. Я правильно понимаю, что нам нужно расходиться с собрания, как будто бы собрание.
Do I understand correctly that we need to disperse from the assembly as this the assembly was whole and the friends are happy?
Yes, Kazakhstan.
Доброе утро, Раф. Большое спасибо. Тут вопрос.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you.
Какого плана, вот, когда вот делаешь
question.
Своим товарищам, как удержаться от того,
when you do good to your friend,
наступает момент,
how can you hold yourself?
Подать в левую линию от того, что насколько тебе.
The moment comes when you start to enter the left line, how good and pleasant it is for you to do good to the friend. And as I understand it, this pleasure is
No, incorrect. Even if it feels good to sit with the friends and you like to sit with them together, to be with them, nevertheless, do not reject it. No, those are good things. You simply need to scrutinize in that good feeling of yours. Are you sitting there because of that feeling or because you are with the friends and you are, by that you are coming closer to the Creator? That's it. But don't reject that good feeling. A person needs to enjoy the Torah. Shouldn't suffer from the Torah.
Chaver.
Okay, Chaver.
Chaver.
Rav, it says in the last prayer of the 18th, one of the last three, it says, give me life and mercy for us and for us, for the whole people of Israel, because in the light of your face,
okay,
you will give
okay.
us mercy and, and justice.
Disconnect
please
him.
Bless us and
disconnect him. I don't want to hear a question in this way. The question should be practical. Now that you're going to sit and read all this to us.
Rav, how come the person has confidence that the Creator will accept his prayer? What is this confidence? What is it built from? Based on?
It's made of my constant scrutinies on how to turn to the Creator to so He would accept me. What does it mean to accept me? The Creator is the upper desire to do good to His creatures. So I need to rise to Him. So my desire would fit His desire. Meaning He wants to do good to His creatures. I need to raise the deficiency to Him. Receive from Him this good. This good that comes to us is the upper light. The nature of the upper light is to bestow, to give. In this deficiency, I also need to receive the upper light in order to bestow and to give back to the Creator and through me to all of humanity. And I myself should be as Bina, because Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy, wants nothing but to receive from the Creator in order to bestow to Him and receive from the Creator in order to bestow to others. This is a preparation for the connection with the Creator.
And this is called confidence?
By doing it together with a friend, in it I will acquire confidence. P'titen.
On what does this matching depend on from above downward, from below upward?
It depends on the extent to which I prepare myself with the friends for the meeting with the Creator. I turn to the friends and I check together with them, on them, to what extent my request is correct, is for their benefit. And this way I can turn to the Creator. Because then my request was in order to bestow.
What does it mean to their benefit?
To their benefit means that I do everything so that the light will bestow to them through me, and I need nothing for myself except for being the connector between them and the Creator.
That the light will bestow and then bestow what?
It influences the light of correction and then the light of fulfillment.
How is this expressed, manifested in the ten?
When the ten connects and becomes ten whole spheres, meaning one partsuf, and the Creator fills that partsuf.
What is the expression of this, of the partsuf being fulfilled? How is it felt in the ten, this fulfillment?
When everyone is connected between them and all are connected with the Creator who fills them all.
Seder. Hebrew Ezer.
Hebrew 10.
Rav, in the beginning of the lesson, we spoke about the importance of dissemination. Now we're talking about the work in the ten. My question is, we heard also that dissemination is included in the connection. That's not so clear. In what way does that happen? How is dissemination inside of the work in the ten?
I'm concerned, I'm afraid that you'll close yourself in the ten and see how much it can be a klipa, a shell, rather than kedusha, sanctity. The difference is the extent to which it is used for our benefit and not for others' benefit. That's why every action that we do, even if I connect only with my ten, our intention should be for everyone. Everyone, like in our prayers that we're talking about today. What are the prayers? The prayers are for everyone. And I start with the righteous and the pious and these and these and those and those, and then on us in the very end. Meaning we are thinking about the whole world, all of reality, everything, every person in the world, that we want to connect them to the general soul, since without him, without this person,
that
connected to all of reality, in a way that he discovers it, that he discovers the Creator inside of it, then the general kli will not be corrected. There will be no end of correction. So, although we say that 10 is the main thing and everything begins and ends in the 10, it's true. But this 10 that includes more and more and more vessels from the outside, it includes them all together. Then it's called, even with that, it's called the 10, and everything in total is the 10 sefirot, neither 9 nor 11, only 10.
This means that it's not necessary for the whole 10 to disseminate in the same project together, but if we as a 10 disseminate and we get forces from the 10 in order to disseminate, this is considered that the connection is included with dissemination.
Yes, and I'm saying that in our days it's becoming more and more important how much we're coming out of that limited framework there, and we begin to explain to everyone that coming out of all the tension, the stressful, horrible situation all of humanity is entering daily, all of it could be healed and cured through our good connection between us. We must disseminate it, advertise it in every corner. Belarus.
Раб, скажите, пожалуйста, а где граница?
Please tell me, where is the boundary between work in the ten and work in dissemination? It's just that if the friend puts himself into dissemination completely, we just don't see him in the ten. So where is the boundary?
No, he must also be in the ten and divide his time and his efforts to both this and that. It cannot be that he will completely disconnect from you, from... It cannot be, but you also need to see how... Where are you present? Are you only present in the tent and you don't want to disseminate outside of it? And he wants to disseminate outside and he doesn't want to be inside? These extremes are not good.
Focus group.
Okay, it says, so with the love of friends, we should behave this way, that after criticizing himself and doing the known advice of praying, he should think as though his prayer was accepted and sit happily with the friends. I wanted to ask about this as if. What is this as if? And can't it pacify us and prevent us from truly praying?
As if means the extent to which he can imagine it correctly. And he knows it's not the end, but as much as he's capable of.
But then he still continues the prayer. This as though means that the prayer continues, right?
Yes.
Rav, why is it easier for human nature to connect to separation than to connection? Where is this software from?
What is separation? I don't understand.
Why to feel separated from the environment, from others, from the world? Only think about myself.
Of course it's good to a person. He begins to grow himself. Increase in size. It's his egoistic desire that supports it. Whereas when he wants to connect all of humanity, he must subjugate himself towards all of humanity, show himself as the small one, the little one who's willing to serve them. That's how we need to show ourselves towards them. We exist only in order to tell them only in order to help you, not more than that.
Thank you, Rav. Is dissemination the preparation of infrastructure for the reception of the light? And if so, what is this infrastructure?
The essence of the infrastructure is the connection between us, which should be according to its nature, like the light. And then the light appears according to equivalence of form with the connection.
Tel Aviv 10.
Tel Aviv 10.
Yes, Rav. Why do we have to first arrange the praise of the friends if at the end we come to the realization that none of us truly has the strength to reach this understanding?
Before the connection with the friends, you must bring them to a degree where they're all above you. All of them above you, because only then, only in this way, you can connect to them in the right way. You annul before them. Read again those articles where Rabash explains how to be a zero before the others or one before the others. Okay? Okay, what are we doing next, Michael?
We have another social article.
No, let's go next.
Okay, so an introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot.
Introduction to Tess, okay.
Okay, so before we move on to the next part, let's sing a nigun together.
Love.